Hello world, and welcome to another edition of the Paul Howe Mindset. First off, I want to let you know where you can follow me. You can follow Paul Howe Mindset on Instagram. And you can follow my personal page, Paul_Entertainment TV. Today, I will be talking about the conference finals in the NBA. I will be talking about the Eastern Conference Finals. I will be talking about the Western Conference Finals and more sports. I will be talking about a little bit of pop culture. And I will definitely give you the inspirational quote of the day, and hopefully it will get you through the work week. With no further delay, let's get to it. All right, world. Paul Howe Mindset is back on. Now, I want to talk about the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. Of course, last night, the Boston Celtics eliminated the young and hungry team of the Philadelphia 76ers. Honestly, I thought Philadelphia would have beat Boston in six games, but hey, you never know. So, this upcoming Eastern Conference Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and Boston Celtics will be, in my opinion, I believe it will go six games tops, with the Cleveland Cavaliers making it back to the NBA Finals for the fourth year in a row. The Boston Celtics will not go down easy. They just don't have a superstar like the Cavaliers do in LeBron James. I mean, Boston, they got great young talent, but they're down there two out of three of the best players are injured, and they will not be playing. Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. Al Horford's been doing a lot of great things, but I mean, come on. You got arguably the best player in the world, and LeBron James playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he's playing at a extremely high level right now. You see what they did to the baby dinosaurs, also known as the Toronto Raptors. The number one seed swept them. I don't think Toronto even knew how to beat them, and they just didn't believe they could beat them. But back to Eastern Conference Finals. I believe Rozier will have a great Eastern Conference Finals playoffs. I think Jason Tatum will continue to put up 20 points a game because they need him to. But there's no stopping that man over there, LeBron James. And he's going to get the ball to whoever is open. He's going to facilitate the offense and get the ball to people in the right places. Kevin Love needs to play at a high level. And if J.R. Smith continues to play the defense the way he's playing, you know, there's no other outcome. So I got Cavaliers in six at the most. Of course, with LeBron averaging almost a triple-double. That's my take on the Eastern Conference Finals. Hello, world. It's Paul Howe again. And this segment is going to be on the NBA's Western Conference Finals between the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors versus the number one seed Houston Rockets. We kind of knew this was going to be the Western Conference Finals matchup, and some people are saying this is the NBA Finals before the NBA Finals. Me personally, I didn't think that Houston was going to be this good. I mean, because Chris Paul hasn't really done anything, in my opinion, within the last few years, especially with the Clippers. But then again, the Clippers are just a terrible organization. Yes, I'm a Lakers fan, but hey, I say what I said and deal with it. But my take on this series, Golden State will beat Houston at the most 6 games. Just like I said, the Cleveland Cavaliers would beat the Boston Celtics at the most 6 games. I guess these teams match up very well. They kind of play the same. It's just that Golden State's been there before. Golden State plays better defense. And they still got that 7-foot monster and Kevin Durant. Yes, Houston has James Harden. Golden State has Kevin Durant. Houston has Chris Paul. Golden State has Steph Curry, who's a 2-time MVP and also the only unanimous MVP ever. You know, Houston, they do got some, they do great role players who can shoot the three, and they got Clint Capella. But you can't forget about Klay Thompson, who's probably going to be guarding James Harden, who, and it's going to make it hard for him to score. They play a bunch of ISO ball over here in Houston, and I don't trust Mike D'Antoni either. He's been failing in the playoffs for years now. Matter of fact, I don't ever remember him making it to the NBA Finals. Like I said, man, Houston, they're good, but they're not Golden State. You know, the X factor will be Draymond Green, in my opinion, for the Golden State Warriors. The X factor for the Houston Rockets will be PJ Tucker. But overall, the Warriors are just better. They've been here before, and they know exactly what to do. And Steph Curry is playing well rested, and he's still shooting from 30. So no, Houston, you would not win this. And that's just my opinion on it. You got a problem with it, do something about it. But then again, there's nothing you could do about it because Golden State's going to win. And they're going to eventually win another NBA title. Hello, world. Paha Mindset Podcast. Hopefully, I'll be on SiriusXM with my own show one day. Anyway, Mother's Day is this Sunday. What are you going to do for your mother this Sunday? Are you going to take her out to eat? Are you going to get her a card? Are you going to buy her flowers? Buy her edible arrangements? Chocolates? Buy her breakfast? All I'm saying is, at least give her a call. Maybe write a poem. You know? Cook her breakfast. If you can cook. Some people can't cook. You know? A lot of people should stay out of the kitchen. That's just my opinion. And I tell you this, I'm not the best cooker in the world. Trust me. So, I'll just let you know what I can't do. And I know there's people that's worse than me as far as cooking goes. But just know, if you do take your mother out to dinner, lunch, breakfast is going to be crowded. So, get there early. And just enjoy the time. And get some good food. There's nothing like getting good food with some of the people you love. But if I had a suggestion, go buy the food from the grocery store and cook it yourself. Or better yet, ask your mom to cook it for you. Or ask the mother that's in your life, whether it's your wife, girlfriend, for some people even an ex-wife. Be like, can you cook this for us? You know? But now, know this. If you're going to ask her to cook some food that you bought for Mother's Day, you better ask something on top of that. You better give her some cash, jewelry, a card with money, maybe a gift card to their favorite restaurant or a movie theater. But you gotta do extra. Get her a flower pot, something. But I would suggest that if you can't cook, and you don't want to deal with going out, go out to the restaurants. I'm like, can you cook this for us and we can have dinner together? But make sure you have something extra to go with that. I want to speak on the NBA Coach of the Year, Dwayne Casey. I know they had a great season. I know players improved. I know they got the number one seed in the East. But it's time for him to go. The team is going nowhere. And that's one of the worst things that can happen for a franchise where you guys aren't going anywhere. Stagnant. In the same spot. And they're going to continue to remain there or go lower. Philly's going to be better. Boston's going to be better. And if LeBron decides to stay in the East, he owns that team. Blow it up. Raptors fans have to be tired of the same old shit. You guys got swept 2 years in a row by the same person. I say person because it's LeBron. You got swept. And if Washington wasn't so fucking inconsistent, they probably would have beat Toronto in the first round. And Washington would just blow that up. Blow it up. Get rid of Gortat. He ain't it. He ain't it. I mean, hell. I think they were paying Michael Porter. I mean, excuse me. Not Michael Porter, Otto Porter. Otto Porter Jr. Come on, man. John Wall, it's not working in Washington. But back to Dwayne Casey. He needs to be fired. He needs to be fired. Look, that's as far as you're going to go with that coach. And if I want to make a suggestion, Toronto should rebuild. I know the general manager, I think his name is Sherry, said, we don't do tanking. Okay, you don't do tanking, but you can definitely rebuild because what you got ain't working, motherfucker. Trade. Impossible. Trade DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry to the San Antonio Spurs for Kawhi Leonard. Sure, it's a rental, but that's as far as you're going to go as the second round with Kyle Lowry, who I think is just sorry as shit, and DeMar DeRozan, he's not that guy. You're not going to win those guys. Trade those two, fire Dwayne Casey, and just start over. You don't have to tank, but it's time to start over. Hell, trade Ibaka too and try to get a power forward from San Antonio. It's over though. Hello world. Paul Howe back again. This segment, I would like to give inspiration to everyone out there. And I have two inspirational quotes for this week. First one, bad company corrupts good morals. You are who you hang out with. You hang out with a bunch of high school dropouts, you will be a high school dropout. You hang out with a bunch of criminals, you will eventually become a criminal. You hang out with a bunch of entrepreneurs, you may become an entrepreneur yourself. You hang out with a bunch of successful people, you will become a successful person. I'm not saying you hang around a bunch of NBA players who are successful, you're going to be an NBA player. I'm saying you're going to learn from them. And you're going to mimic what's around you. Your environment determines your outcome. And if you don't like your environment, you can change your environment. But it's up to you. And my second inspirational quote, it's a little aggressive. And the quote goes like this: what now? What now? You reached a goal. You completed an objective. You got the house you wanted. You got the car you wanted. You lost the weight you wanted to lose. For some people, you gained the weight you wanted to gain. You made the team. You able to start. You got that promotion. What now? And I say this because as long as you're living, continue to grow until your life is over. Read, study, work, outwork the next guy. Don't ever stop. The most successful people in the world keep working even when they reach the mountaintop. So, the quote is, what now? Just keep going. All right, world. Thank you for listening to the Paul Howe Mindset Podcast for the date May 10th, 2018. I hope you enjoyed my podcast, and I hope I get one step closer to having my own show on Sirius XM Radio one day, which is a dream of mine. Follow your dreams too. And don't stop because somebody says it's impossible. You do what you have to do to accomplish your dreams. And just thank you for giving me your time. I am grateful. Again, you can follow Paul Howe Mindset on Instagram. All one word, Paul Howe Mindset. PAULHOWELL Mindset. Also, you can follow me on my personal page on Instagram at Paul_EntertainmentTV. Thank you all. Enjoy Mother's Day, all the mothers out there. And everybody who's doing something for their mother, make it memorable. And have a great weekend, folks. Paul Howell out.